اسمع ولا سنة ده تمام شيء من دي بس شو أساس عندك تعرف الدكتور مهر الله ده سيرفز في جانوري 26 2013 patient name is ديبرا بوث بوثوف that's D E B R A space P O T H O F F date of birth is zero eight three zero one nine five six primary care physician is Dr. Richard Zickman, that's RICHARD space ZEKMAN. Address is 27900 Grand River Suite 220 Farmington Hills, Michigan 48336. Phone number is 248-472-0552. Fax number is 248-551-1094. Referring physician is Dr. Joseph Uberti. That's JOSEPH space UBERTI. That is 4100. Sorry. 4100 John R. Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48201. Phone number is 800-527-6266. Fax number is 313-576-8766. Peerness care gap cardiac clinic, not peerness care gap reason for visit for our peerness, sorry, new consult peerness care gap. Dear colleagues, care gap, we had the pleasure of seeing Mrs. Boothoff in our cardiac clinic today. Peerness care gap, she's a very pleasant 56 years old, okay, a lady. Is a past medical history significant for leukemia, status post bone marrow transplant, and she's also having a hypercoagulable, she's in hypercoagulable status due to her leukemia. Period. Had a history of deep ventral bodies in her left subclavian vein, status post TPA and stenting. Period. She's in our cardiac unit today for a follow up visit. Period. Next paragraph for today visit. Patient says that she's relatively doing well. Period. She denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or sopping or pulsing. This period. She denies any light headedness. This is a vertigo period. She denies any palpitations, recovery, contact, or resistance of portion of spirit. She denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent calcification, intermittent vertigo, veins, or swelling period. She states that her left arm swelling is subsides and her left arm is substantially improved. Period. She's following with her primary care physician, Regina. She's complied with all her medication. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Number one, history of leukemia, status post bone marrow transplant. Period. Next number, hypercoagulable state. Period. Next number. History of deep vein thrombosis in her left superficial, sorry, left subclavian vein. Status post TPA and distenting with 8 times using 8.0 times 59 millimeter, 7.0 times 59 millimeter and 7.0 times 59 millimeter covered stents.
Because of recent onset of chest pain,
period. In her mid subclavian vein.
Complaining of chest pain,
period. Period.
Central, and
then reducing
back to her,
are not radiating
to her back, period.
Patient has a short number of chest pain. Next, we got past surgical history. Significance for lumbar lipoma 15 years ago, period. Next number, breast biopsy. long time ago. Parents forgot about social history. Social history. She did not smoke. Take alcohol. Regulate the drugs. Parents forgot family history. Signals for coronary artery disease, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and the family. Parents forgot allergies. She is allergic to. Latex diluted, and she also had some food allergies. Period of current medications. Number one, tacrolimus, that's TACROLIMUS, 2 milligrams twice a day. Period of number. Midrol, 12 milligrams once a day. Periodness number acyclovir, 800 milligrams twice a day. Periodness number Bactrim, once a day. Periodness number Urisodiol, that's URSODIOL, 300 milligrams three times a day. Period number MAC plus protein, three pills three times a day. Period number Brotonix, 40 milligrams once a day. Period number Lorzapam, 0.5 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Period number Oxycodone, 5 milligrams every 4 hours if needed for pain. Period number Lovanox, that's L-O-V-A-N-O-X, 80 milligrams injection twice a day. Period. Next, we got physical examination. Vital signs, the resting blood pressure is 115/83. Her pulse is 118 beats per minute. Her weight is 197 pounds. Her height is 5 feet 5 inches. Her BMI is 32.8. Period. Please cover the normal physical finding template. Period. Next, her graph. Diagnostic investigations. Number 1, EKG done on January 26, 2013, showing ventricular rate of 407 beats per minute in normal axis of sinus tachycardia. Otherwise, indeterminate EKG. Period next number. Hematology done on January 21st, 2013, showing hemoglobin 12.3, hematocrit 37.9, MCV 95.2. Period next number. Briefer angiography of the left upper arm. Done on November 25th, 2012. Showed patent left axillary and subclavian veins as well as patent subclavian stents. Was successful removal of the ECOS catheter. Period next number. Brief radiography done on November 24th, 2012. Showing left axillary vein has 80 to 90% stenosis. The mid subclavian vein has 70 to 80% stenosis, residual thrombus. Period successful balloon angioplasty of the mid subclavian vein and left axillary vein was done, and also successful placement of an 8.0 × 59 millimeter ICAS stent in the mid subclavian vein. Period next number.
Done.
Let's get the signatures. Brief angiography of the left upper arm done on November 23rd, 2012. With successful recanalization of the chronic total occlusion of the left subclavian stent with a placement of 7.0 × 59 millimeter covered stent and thrombolysis with a 30 centimeter ECOS infusion catheter. Period, next number. Beef and geography done on November 27, 2012 for left upper arm. Showed the CTO of the left subclavian vein, brachiocephalic and brachial vein speed. Successful crossing of the subclavian CTO using the STAR technique, and balloon angioplasty of the subclavian, the brachial and angiocephalic, sorry, brachiocephalic veins. Extension of the left subclavian was 7.0 times 50 millimeter atrium stent. Period. Next number. Bilateral extremity venous ultrasound done November 28, 2012, showing no evidence of acute or chronic deep or superficial venous thrombosis on the bilateral extremities venous system. Here, next number, CT thorax for pulmonary embolism with contrast done on November 20, 2012, showing no pulmonary embolism in the main or central pulmonary artery. A small left pleural effusion was associated with electrolysis was found. Cardiomegaly with a small pericardial effusion was found. Period. Enlargement of the left chest wall muscle likely due to recent intervention of the left subclavian stent. Period. Next number. Venous angioplasty done on November 19, 2012, with impression of 8 millimeter times 4 millimeter stent placement within the left subclavian axillary vein junction. Widespread thrombus informations and multifocal stenosis involving the left axillary, left subclavian, left brachiocephalic veins. Unsuccessfully treated with declotting and angioplasty. Next we have assessment and plan number one. Leukemia, the patient has a history of leukemia. She is status post bone marrow transplantation. She is to follow with her primary care physician oncologist regarding this matter. Period. Next number, hypercoagulable state. The patient is in hypercoagulable state due to her leukemia. Period. She had complicated thrombosis in her left upper venous system, including axillary veins, subclavian veins, and brachioradial veins. Period. The patient had multiple stents placement. Period. She had 8.0 times 59 millimeter ICAS stent in the mid subclavian vein. She also had 7.0 times 59 millimeter covered stent in the left subclavian vein. And she also has 7.0 times 50 millimeter atrium stent. Period. On today's visit, the patient said that her left arm is getting improved, much better, with no swelling or edema, and no pain. Period. Currently, she is on Lovenox, 80 milligrams injection twice a day. We'll continue to monitor her closely for any abnormalities. Meanwhile, she is to continue taking the Lovenox, among her other medications, regularly. We also ordered the venous ultrasound of her upper left arm, as well as venous mapping to check the integrity of the stents that she have. Period. We will monitor her closely. Period. Next number. Coronary artery disease. Due to the patient's hypercoagulable state, the patient is suspectable to have a coronary artery disease. Period. We ordered a stress test to look for any disorder ischemia in the heart. Period. We went with the pharmacology option due to the patient's poor exercise tolerance. Period. We'll follow up with her in the next follow-up visit. Manager accordingly. Period. Also, her recent EKG showed abnormal results. Period. Next number. Next number. Shortness of breath until the patient denied any shortness of breath. However, she had been complaining of shortness of breath previously. Period. We ordered a 2D transatlantic echocardiogram to check the heart function and structure, also to check for any blood clots due to her known hypercoagulability status and her previous history of thrombosis of her left subclavian veins. Period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow-up visit and manage her accordingly. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for our support with the care office. This is Bathov. Period. The phone number have been provided for her to call any question or concerns at that time. Period. We'll see her again in our clinic in 1 month or so if necessary. Period. Meanwhile, she is expected to continue seeing a primary care physician and a good doctor for health care. Period. Thank you very much. This is Mohammed Zain. That's MHAMD. Special USSAN. Medical Center. Thank you for Dr. Maher Lopez. This is the end of the